Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I want to congratulate you for gifts that you give yourselves, and the gifts you give yourselves are evident by your being here. And the first of these gifts I would suggest you have given to yourself, and it's a good thing, is the gift of time and the gift of space. You've taken time, and you've decided to use that time in a very specific way by coming to this space. This is a special place. It's a church, and it's Christmas, and it's Sunday, and you're here. And you've taken time to give yourself the gift of that. It's a wonderful gift. The gift of serenity, and the gift of singing, and the gift of community, and the gift of communion, and the gift of prayer. All that we do together is a gift. And you haven't just pushed the gift aside. You haven't said to the giver, the gift is unimportant. You've taken the gift by being here and opened the gift. And now you have participated in some of the joy that comes from the gift. You've enjoyed each other. You've enjoyed Richard playing. Sometimes we don't take time. We just don't. What that leads to is either we just don't remember anything because we didn't take time. Or, if we do remember, having not taken time, it can lead us to the sense of lament or regret. I can tell you that for myself, regret, having had a chance to do something and knowing that I should have done something and not doing it, and then remembering that I should have done it. And you know you can't go back and do it again because time has passed and the opportunity is over. That is not a good thing. So you have taken the gift of time and space. In Luke it says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Did anybody notice? Probably not. People are being born all the time. Women are giving birth all the time. One more baby, one more birth. So what? And that's understandable. But for these two people, Mary and Joseph, having gone through what we talked about in the scriptures this morning, this was a special time. You were born. That was a special time. You were born to your parents, and they rejoiced that you were okay, that you were the gift given to them, and they thanked God that they had a healthy child, the gift that you were. And maybe you had the good fortune of knowing people, or maybe having children yourself. And we rejoice when someone is born. We rejoice in other people. Mary and Joseph did the same. We don't want to miss out on time. And so our encouragement and my congratulations to you is, congratulations on the gift you've given yourself, the gift of time and space. The second gift, which I suggest you've given to yourself, is the gift of serenity or the gift of peacefulness. Christmas time especially, it can be hustle and bustle. It can be busy. It can be rushing and all this good stuff. You can have 18, 25, 50 people coming over, whatever. you can be cooking and all this kind of stuff, and it becomes not so, I know, girls, help me with that, not so fun. Maybe that's the way. Maybe, I see the women are smiling. It's not so much fun all the time to get to do all that kind of stuff. But you've taken time and space to give yourself at least a moment of peace, to enjoy the word of peace, to worship the Prince of Peace. You know, in life, we are peaceful people, Christians, because our God, our Savior, our Lord, is the maker of peace and the giver of peace. And we need peace. We need serenity in life. A few moments, or maybe even we seek after, as we should probably, to have a peace-filled life, not a frantic, upset, helter-skelter, pressurized life, but a life of calm and peace. That's a good thing. And we are called in the gospel not only to receive God's peace, but to become God's peace. That when we think about Jesus, about God, about faith and love and hope and joy, and all the things that Christmas represents, we're not only to imbibe them in order that we can rejoice at those gifts, but we in turn are to become, as it were, what the Old Testament calls the Shalom Yahweh. We are to become the Shalom. We're supposed to be the bringers of peace and joy and love to others. And I'm sure that when you see people that you know, and people maybe that just are your acquaintances, you probably are peace to them. They're happy to see you because you bring them happiness and joy and peace. So congratulations. And it says in the scripture in Luke chapter 2, verse 13, "And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth shalom, peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" The last gift I would suggest you have is the gift of wonder. It brings you to church. It brings you to worship. Because I would suggest you have a sense, the gift of wonder. Sometimes I'm around people and all they think about is how everything is such a hassle. And everything is so difficult. And everything is so miserable. And everything is so, I can only describe it with my butt. And you try to say to the folks, you know, what about this? A leaf, a flower, a sunrise, a baby, another person. I might say, a lot of hair. It's wonderful. Wonderful. To have a sense of wonder is to be a person of reflection, to reflect upon what is, knowing the other, what might not have been. It could have gone some other way. It could have happened some other way. But you are people of reflection and pondering, and this is a good thing, and we have to do that because it gives us, again, peace and joy and serenity. And so congratulations on the gift of wonder. And the scripture verse is this: "And all who heard it were amazed what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things up and pondered them in her heart." I'm sure that on that night and all subsequent life for her and for Joseph, they had a sense of wonder that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Because in him was life, it says, and life was light. It was the light to all people, and the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not know it, but the light overcame the darkness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Richard, do you want to play that during the...
I can do it now.
Okay. The reading is found in the book of Luke, the second chapter, the first verse. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Now, this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. And so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. And he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, your birth at Bethlehem draws us to kneel in wonder at heaven touching earth. Accept our heartfelt praise as we worship you, our Savior and eternal God. Amen. And the reading is found in St. Luke, the second chapter, the continuation.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, because today in the town of David a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go even now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and lying in the manger, the baby. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the lesson. The hymn is 279, A Little Town of Bethlehem. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
following the prayer, we'll have our offering. Christ, born in a stable, give courage to all who are homeless.
Jesus, hear our prayer.
Christ, for whom the angels sang, give the song of joy to all your people.
Jesus, hear our prayer.
Christ, worshipped by the shepherds, give peace on earth.
Jesus, hear our prayer.
Christ, whose radiance filled a lowly manger, give the glory of your resurrection to all who rest in you. Hear our prayer.